He could feel trees looking at him. But these trees weren't Christmas trees. These were wild trees of the forest. Somewhere in his past, he could feel that same wildness, so he felt familiar with the trees. But he also felt strange to be near a real wood. The owl swooped down to see just where the pine cone had landed.
Let's see how you turn out. I wish you well, said the owl,
and then he flew away.
Thanks,
called the pine cone. But the owl was gone, and the pine cone felt the most alone he had ever felt in his entire life.
What are you trying to do, kid?
The pinecone heard a strange, very gruff whisper. He looked around. It was one of the wild trees. The tree looked very strange to the pinecone. No needles, no pine cones, just funny, colourful things that hung onto the tree.
What are you wearing?
The pinecone asked the wild tree.
Leaves, kid. Haven't you ever seen leaves before?
No. Although I seem to have a memory of them somehow,
answered the pinecone.
Well, these are leaves.
They look very nice,
said the pinecone.
Very pretty.
This time of year, they change into these crazy colours. It's their last little fling before they fly.
Where do they fly?
Asked the pinecone.
To the ground, what do you think?
Said the wild tree, as if he were disgusted by such an ignorant pinecone.
Oh, of course,
said the pine cone, not wanting to appear as uninformed as he was.
So, what's your story?
Asked the wild tree. The little pine cone told him his story. After it was told, the wild tree called to the other wild trees in a very loud whisper.
Look at this kid. Thinks he's going to be a bunch of Christmas trees.
The wild trees all laughed. But it wasn't the same kind of laugh the Christmas trees had laughed. This laugh seemed to be a nice laugh.
So, you're going to be Christmas trees?
One of the wild trees asked.
I hope to be,
answered the pine cone.
Well, we'll want to see this,
said another one of the wild trees.